As Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a gigantic insect. He was lying on his hard, as it were, armor-plated back, and when he lifted his head a little, he could see his dome-like brown belly divided.
Does it ring a bell? Kafka's famous novel, The Metamorphosis, of course. If you are a fan of Franz Kafka, make sure to tune in on Sunday for the latest edition of Czech Books, in which David Vaughan talks to US-born Canadian academic Anthony Northey about Kafka and Prague. Now, I'm sure that many of Václav Havel's fans would have liked to be in Prague for the world premiere of his new play Leaving, and so for those who couldn't make it, here is Rob Cameron to tell you all about In the Arts.
A scene from Leaving, one of the most keenly awaited plays to hit the Czech stage in recent years. Václav Havel actually began writing the play back in 1989, but set it aside to concentrate on more pressing matters, leading a revolution to bring down Czechoslovakia's communist regime. Now, 5 years after stepping down after 2 terms as Czech president, Mr. Havel is back. At a packed press conference a few days before the premiere, the 71-year-old dramatist explained the inspiration behind the play.
I was interested, and indeed am still interested, in the more general existential side of things. I was interested in how come when someone loses power, that person also loses the meaning of life. How come power has such charisma for some people that its loss means the collapse of that person's world.
Leaving tells the story of Wilhelm Rieger, the former chancellor of an unnamed country, fighting eviction from his lavish government villa at the hands of his shady deputy, Vlastík Klein. The villa is located in a large orchard of cherry trees, and there are many references in the play, both to Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard and to Shakespeare's King Lear, 2 plays that both deal with the theme of a fall from grace. Ondřej Hrab is the director of the Arca Theatre.
I think it's a very contemporary play. It's very well written. It's one of the best plays he has ever written. I think it's a really, really great play, which has very important connotations to our lives right now. And what I like on play is also the way how it is written, the way how he works with text and how he also intervenes with his own comments.
An example of Václav Havel's intervention as the voice, heard here imploring the characters not to overact. It's an amusing device, but it's not just Havel's dialogue or David Radok's skillful direction that sparkles. The use of scenery and props is also highly impressive. At one point, the protagonist Rieger, played by Jan Tryska, writhes on the ground, his clothes soaking wet from a highly realistic downpour, in a very clear nod to King Lear. And moments like that, it's hard to decide whether Leaving is a comedy or a tragedy. Jitka Slopova is Mr. Havel's theatrical agent.
I think it's both, and it's it depends in a way from people who stage it, which look they take into the play. As David is a very good director, not only good, but I think he's a very deep artist. His vision is rather bleak, rather dark, yeah. And I think he's not far from what the core of the play is. It's quite a dark play, but at the same time, very, very funny.
The most controversial character is Rieger's nemesis, Vlastík Klein, the former deputy who becomes chancellor at the play's end. Klein is an unpleasant, calculating figure surrounded by a coterie of shady businessmen who orders the cherry orchard to be cut down to make way for a shopping mall, casino and brothel. Some believe Vlastik Klein is a clear reference to one man, Mr. Havel's real-life successor, Václav Klaus. The two politicians have frequently clashed over the years, in particular during the controversial privatization schemes of the 1990s, a period that led Mr. Havel to coin the phrase mafia capitalism. But Jitka Slopova says we should treat the apparent similarity between Vlastik Klein and Václav Klaus with just a pinch of salt.
May I make a gossip? Because as far as I know from the author, it was not inspired entirely by, or not in the first place, by Václav Klaus. His character is based on another politician and on some personal experience with another politician. And it also has some connotations in the names like this. But it's a theatre figure, theatre character, not a living person.
There is, of course, one person missing from the production, Mr. Havel's wife, the actress Dagmar Havlova, who pulled out of the play just 3 weeks before it was due to start on health grounds. She's been replaced by another member of the cast, Zuzana Stivinova, who's done an admirable job of learning the part at very short notice. Václav Havel wrote Leaving with Dagmar Havlova in mind for the main female role, and indeed it was partly his insistence that she play the female lead that led to the collapse of talks on staging the play at the National Theatre. Jitka Slopova once again.
Oh, it would be very, very interesting, I think, to have Mrs. Havlova in the play. But I think Zuzana Stivinova is one of the most interesting actresses as well. She has a similar charisma as Dagmar, as you may have noticed. Of course, the presence of Dagmar Havlova in the play would bring some other meanings and probably some more charisma to the character. But I think it hasn't had any crucial influence on the play.
And perhaps Dagmar Havlova shouldn't give up hope. Václav Havel has revealed he's already working on an idea for his next play. For now, though, the focus has shifted from the absence of Dagmar Havlova to how well Mr. Havel's return to the stage will be received. For Václav Havel himself, it seems Leaving is a very welcome return indeed.
Ta hra se jmenuje Odcházení.
The play is called Leaving, and by that I mean leaving in the most general sense of the word. Time passes, everything that happens never happens again. Yet at the same time, everything that's happened cannot unhappen. So all these moments pass us by in our lives, things leave, yet at the same time, new things arrive. And of course, some things return. And in the last few weeks, I've had the sense of returning not only physically to the theater, but also returning to my very beginnings as a playwright in the late 1950s and early 1960s.